one more person right here. Because Mother told that we should be in a circle, and so we have more and more circles, but we always fill the circle. Huh? It's a very occult thing. Circle is the most perfect form, and we are united when we are like that. Huh? There's no separation.
So we are a smaller group today. It's just 6 o'clock, and the first thing I want to show you is a flower. On Sunday, there was a group of us to visit two gardens in Oroville, and we saw a bohemia, which Mother named Stability in the Vital, but this one was pure white and looked like a butterfly. This is the purple version of it. Isn't it magnificent? I feel it's a form of stability in the vital. Called Bohemia blackiana, or the Hong Kong Bohemia. And then one of these great flowers. Anybody? Not some of you who know all the flowers, but anybody? Light without obscurity. And we have again this. When my wife passed away, and I put most of her ashes in the sea, as Mother wanted, I saved a small amount of ashes, and my daughter and my grandson and Shradhavan were around the tree, and I planted this tree for Mary Helen. The flower is called Divine Love Governing the World. We saw it last week. This is from the tree here at Savitri Bhavan. Just right over there, right. I saw the flowers last week also. So this is its season for flowering. Now, last week was such an experience here of love and harmony and bliss that I don't know, except for Sunday, that it could be more beautiful. And I wrote something some months ago called Remembrancer of Bliss. Walt Whitman used the word, he said, in his Leaves of Grass. A child said, "What is grass?" fetching it to me with full hands. How could I answer the child? I do not know what it is any more than he. I guess it must be the flag of my disposition, out of hopeful green stuff woven. Or I guess it is the handkerchief of the Lord, a scented gift and remembrancer designedly dropped, bearing the owner's name some way in the corners, that we may see and remark and say, whose? Then Wordsworth, on the death of a child, says, his last line, "Surely a sweet remembrancer of thee." Now, a remembrancer in England was a name and a position given to a person, and he was called the king's or the queen's remembrancer. And he had to remember things for the king and the queen. So it was actually a title, the queen's remembrancer, the king's remembrancer. But Sri Aurobindo takes this to such heights. Savitri and Sachivan have just met, and they marry in this place, in this beautiful grove with flowers surrounded by magnificent trees, as if inclined before some gracious god who has out of his mist of greatness shown to fill with beauty his adorer's hours. She bowed and touched his feet with worshiping hands. She made her life his world for him to tread, and made her body the room of his delight, her beating heart a remembrancer of bliss. So I ask you to remember these Om choirs and the bliss that we receive from the divine. To go from here with gratitude, with joy, with bliss, and hold it as a sacred gift. Breathe properly. and to breathe, I always give the example of the little baby who doesn't lift his chest and breathes through his nose. And as he breathes, the belly comes out and the lower three ribs come out. Let's try breathing just. And then I'm going to give you a note. I'll say breathe, and then we're going to sing a note and see how long we can hold that note. Good breath. Breath. Singing but we're singing let's try it on starting here. Speaking from the diaphragm, you had the exercise with Margaret. Ha, ha. So, we can't be lazy. We have to use the instrument. Tuning. such a strong dissonance, but with a vast harmony.
Translation of the Gayatri of Sri Aurobindo. Let us meditate on the most auspicious form of Savitri, on the light of the Supreme, which shall illumine us with the truth. Thank you.
Then, in the process of evolving time, all shall be drawn into a single plan. A divine harmony shall be Earth's law. Beauty and joy remold her way to live. Even the body shall remember God. Nature shall draw back from mortality, and spirit's fires shall guide the earth's blind force. Knowledge shall bring into the aspirant thought a high proximity to truth and God.
Frontiers of the ignorance shall recede. More and more souls shall enter into light, minds lit, inspired the occult summoner here, and lives blaze with a sudden inner flame, and hearts grow enamored of divine delight, and human wills tune to the divine will. These separate selves, the spirit's oneness feel. These senses of heavenly sense grow capable. The flesh and nerves of a strange ethereal joy, and mortal bodies of immortality.
divine force shall flow through tissue and cell, and take the charge of breath and speech and act, and all the thoughts shall be a glow of suns, and every feeling a celestial thrill.
Let us do one more Om before we stand, because tonight is timeless.
These are the last words of Savitri. awakened to the meaning of my heart, that to feel love and oneness is to live. And this, the magic of our golden change, is all the truth I know or seek, O sage.
Thank you. spirits.